Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
I'm Allison Stewart, and coming up, a couple of friends of the BPP, some regulars you've gotten used to hearing on the air, Jim Vandehei from Politico.com. We're going to break down who voted for whom in the Potomac primaries last night. And from the Wall Street Journal, Jared Sandberg often comes by to talk about some of the issues that
habits
people have in the office, like cleanliness. We won't even discuss our current refrigerator here at NPR New York. Hey, but first, let's get a quick update of the headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. First, politics. Barack Obama and John McCain both swept contests in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., the so-called Potomac primaries. The win puts McCain well ahead of rival Mike Huckabee. On the Democratic side, Obama used his wins last night as an excuse to look ahead and take some swings at the likely Republican nominee, John McCain.
We honor his service, but his priorities don't address the real problems of the American people because they are bound to the failed policies of the past. George Bush won't be on the ballot this November.
But the game is far from over. The race for delegates on the Democratic side is still close, and Senator Hillary Clinton is looking to win big in the next round of primaries, March 4th, which will include delegate-rich Texas, where Clinton has strong support. Here's NPR's David Green.
I actually walked in with one of Hillary Clinton's advisors into this big arena in Texas, and I said, you know, how are you feeling? And he pointed to the big crowd here and said, this is how we're feeling. So really trying to turn the page and move things forward. Now, Hillary Clinton's campaign is talking about these results, this string of victories by Barack Obama, as expected. It's what they expected. They can move on. But it's also a time of a bit of turmoil in the campaign. Hillary Clinton has had some fundraising problems and a shakeup. Her campaign manager, Patty Solis Doyle, stepped down. Now Mike Henry, we understand, a deputy campaign manager, has also stepped down. So a shakeup, a lot of losses, some money problems. But Hillary Clinton looking towards these March 4th nominating contest primaries in Ohio and in Texas as trying to rebound.
That's NPR's David Green reporting. Stay with us. More politics with Jim Vandehei of Politico.com coming up. Some other headlines now. The head of a psychiatric hospital in Baghdad has been detained on suspicion that he was helping supply al-Qaeda with confidential patient information. U.S. military officials said the man was arrested in his office Sunday. They say he could be helping al-Qaeda exploit mentally ill women. U.S. and Iraqi officials blamed al-Qaeda for two bombings earlier this month, which they say were carried out by two mentally disabled women. And after 3 long months, the writer's strike has come to an end. Yesterday, rank-and-file members of the Writers Guild of America approved a deal with Hollywood producers. The union encouraged writers to go back to work as early as today. And finally, the story of a beagle who beat the odds and lived up to his name. Last night, Uno became the first beagle to win Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club. Uno beat out many top dogs, including poodles, a terrier, a Weimaraner, and an Australian Shepherd for the win. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.